All right. Now, we are very happy to be joined today by Abbas, who is a member of the Iranian diaspora and is based in Melbourne, and is also part of the Voices of Revolution Iran group in based in Australia. So we have Abbas on to really much kind of unpack what's really kind of happening in Iran, especially since US and Israel launched its bombing campaign of Iran, basically dragging the world into a war. I guess I'll good morning, Abbas.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. So Abbas, I guess I want to kind of start off by asking, I mean, what are your kind of comments on the US-Israel bombing of Iran, and what is its implications, I guess, for the current political situation as a result?
Look, the bombing by Israel and US on Iran, absolutely illegal because they've been discussions regard some politics problem between them. But after that, any time they have a meeting to solve the problem, USA they attack Iran. But look, to know the situation in Iran and the bombing on Iran, we have to understand the forces. They are in this war. As you know, this war not belong to the people. This the war between the government, between USA, Israel, and Islamic Republic of Iran. And not in anything interest for the people. And the people in between this war, they are suffering. But you know, these forces like Israel, the country, genocide, Palestinian, and attack Lebanon, he killed a lot of people, thousand and thousand and thousand. Nobody stopped them. USA, they support Israel. And they, in this genocide, they have a big share of this genocide. So both of them, they try to attack lots of countries before they attack Iraq, Libya, they attack everywhere. They are looking for power. They are looking for oil. They are looking for dollars. But regarding the Islamic Republic, we know Israel and USA very well. We know they are imperialism. They want to attack, they want to kill, they want to get the power. But in Iran, if you know, from 47 years, the Islamic Republic all the time, they fed them and they say, we're going to get what, Orshelin, we're going to win them, we're going to get them. They are belong to the Islam and all the time, they happy to have a war and to get that places and belong part of their state. So if you look to the forces in this war, no one in the people side, all of them is against the people. And now in Iran, the situation is awful. Disaster. They bombing the people, USA and Israel, they bombing them, and the people, they have no shelter. They get killed. They kill the kids in the school. They bombing a lot of hospitals. Both of them, they are criminal.
Yeah. So, Abbas, that gets me into kind of, I think, the next kind of question, important kind of point of discussion, because Abbas, we've known that, you know, as a socialist and a communist, you've been very much you know, critical of the autocratic Islamic Republic kind of regime, you know, which, you know, actively kind of represses its population. And of course, you've also been, you know, part of supporting many of the kind of movements against the Iranian government, including the Woman Life Freedom Movement and also the kind of recent kind of movement that has sort of happened. And I guess I want to kind of get your comments, I guess, on why is it important for the left to kind of both oppose the autocratic regime in Iran and support people's struggles on the ground, but also oppose US imperialism and Israel, which are obviously doing nothing to advance the aspirations of ordinary Iranians.
Look, as you mentioned, 2 years ago, we had a big uprising in Iran, Women, Lives, Freedom. And this uprising affects on all regions, affects on Iraq, affects on Afghanistan, affects Iran, and they start there. So this wave of the revolution, of the uprising, Women, Lives, Freedom, affects on the other region. And they didn't want it. This movement will win. And we have in Iran a big, strong worker movement. In 1 year, more than 1,000 strike we had from oil workers, from metal, from everywhere. So we have a big movement in Iran. And Islamic Republic, they don't want this movement happen. They don't want this revolution to be happen. And USA and Israel, they want their interest. They don't want the government come in Iran. They support the people, the working class. Of course, the best thing for them to they wanted their puppet, like Pahlavi. They try to come to get Iran, attack Iran, they get the power, and they bring somebody, they listen to them, their puppet, and they put it in the government. These three, of course, when we chanting against the Israel, when we chanting against USA, we have to chant against the Islamic Republic. Because all this situation comes from the Islamic Republic. If we're chanting against the Islamic Republic, we have to chanting against the USA and Israel. Because all they are in one row, they are against the people. They are not supporting the people. You know, the Islamic Republic, when they got the power, 27 years, they rule the people of Iran, workers, students, teachers, women, and other section of the society have risen up and revolted thousands of times. This revolution made by the people. They don't want it, this one. But when we talk about the Islamic Republic and we don't want Islamic Republic, we want to have a revolution there, we have to chanting against the Israel and USA. They are in the same role.
So Abbas, I kind of want to go into kind of another kind of question, which is basically, I want to kind of hear some of your comments, I guess, on the kind of broader implications that this has for the kind of Middle East. And I guess in particular, what are your comments on the role that the Gulf states are playing in this whole war? The Gulf states like Qatar, Bahrain, yes, and so on, yes, in terms of this whole conflict.
Yes, all these countries, the Gulf countries, they are allied with the USA. And USA government, they have a lot of army in this country. And in the Islamic Republic, they bombing Iran from this country, from Bahrain, from Dubai. So Islamic Islamic Republic replied to them, and they attack the area belong to the U.S. Army. But they don't want to attend the war. Now, they after the attack Iran, they attack them. They don't want to attend the war, and they told USA, we don't want to enter.
All right. Well, the next kind of question I want to have asked, Abbas, I think that's been very helpful, I think, because, I mean, just one comment I like to kind of add on to that is there is obviously a lot of hypocrisy from the kind of Western media about Iran's response to the attacks from the US and Israel, where, you know, essentially, you know, the US and Israel can get away with essentially bombing a school. Iran responds by, you know, attacking US bases in some of these Gulf state countries, and then essentially the response of the West is to basically act like what Iran has done is equivalent to what the US has done, which is, I think, you know, the US has bombed a school, and all the Australian government can say is, oh, well, you know, we don't think that's okay, but, you know, we support the Pentagon investigating themselves. And I think that just shows a lot of the hypocrisy from these Western kind of imperialist powers. But I guess speaking of hypocrisy, I want to kind of hear, because this has a lot of relevance for the Iranian community in Australia, what are your comments on the Albanese government's measures that will essentially block Iranians seeking asylum from coming to Australia? And of course, we know in the history of Australia's abhorrent refugee policy that many of the refugees that have been impacted have been Iranians themselves, who have very much left the country to escape the repression of the Islamic Republic.
Unfortunately, Australian government for years and years, they have very racist opinion that to the asylum seeker, because we have a lot of refugees here in Australia. I think I'm not sure exactly the figure, but I think more than 12,000 asylum seekers. After now, these people, 15 years they are living in Australia. 15 years. They are working here. They have kids here. The kids, they go to the school. But still, the Australian government, they didn't accept them as a refugee. They hold them. More than 12,000. Recently, Albanese, he entered the war against Iran. It is ridiculous. Not our war, not the people war. What they have to enter this war? The people, they pay tax, they don't want to enter this war. But Albanese, he doesn't understand. He doesn't listen to the people. He goes on his way. At the beginning, if you remember, his government, they accept two governments for Israel and Palestine, and they support the Palestinian people. But after the Israel president, when he came to Australia, his opinions changed. And the first country sent he said, I entered the war against Iran. And that's ridiculous. And the people not happy with Albanese, what he did. Why he has to enter this war? This war belong to Israel and America. Not belong to the people. But Albanese, he does his job.
And Yeah, so the next question I want to kind of ask Abbas is, what can you tell us about the upcoming protest on Sunday and why it's important to attend this protest at 1 p.m. at the State Library?
Look, it's good. Any protest against the war, to stop the war, we support the protest against the war. But one big problem in this gathering sometimes, the Islamic people, the Islamic Republic people in Iran, they attend the protest and with the Islamic Republic flag and with the picture of the Supreme Leader. Of course, lots of people, they are not going to attend this protest when they raise their flag. And we are not going to stay side by side by Islamic Republic. We would like to have, we ask all the groups, all the political groups and the parties, the socialist groups, we ask them to have independent protest. In this case, lots of people, they're going to attend. Lots of Iranian, when they see the Islamic flag or Supreme Leader photo, they are not enter the protest. But in totally, we support the protest against the war. Any protest held to stop the war, we support. We are not going to stand side by side of the Islamic Republic in the process.
All right. Well, the last question, Abbas, is we'll probably finish up this interview now, and I think it's been a very informative kind of interview, and it's been great to kind of hear an Iranian kind of left perspective on what against the war in Iran. And I guess do you have any kind of final comments that you'd like to make?
The comments we ask the people, Australian people, to come to the protest to stop the war in pain, the people, they suffering. We ask all the socialist group to have to attend this one, to be active, and we have to have a protest every week against the war.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Abbas. And we'll definitely encourage people to get to the protest this Sunday at 1 p.m. All the solidarity to you, Abbas, and the struggle in Iran.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Abbas.
Thank you.